Day 3, becoming aware. I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith, so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. Philemon 6. It isn't always easy sharing the gospel with people of different faiths, but when we do, unexpected blessings come our way. One is the fulfillment of a verse from the tiny book of Philemon. First, we are reminded of the truth and goodness of what we are sharing. We bring it alive in our minds and thoughts, and then they touch our hearts. The beauty of gospel, God loves us and saves us. The truth and consistency of the Bible, and the lessons from believers who lived before us. Then, we are encouraged by seeing God's work through us. When we look for doors to share our faith, we are so pleased to find the divine appointments that God brings us. The third, and perhaps the most powerful awareness, is our faith in comparison to others. Most faiths are difficult and frightful. We have a God of love and forgiveness. We have salvation by grace through faith. Most do not. In Buddhism and Hinduism, good deeds and ceremonies are believed to release you from the otherwise never-ending cycle of suffering and reincarnation. The best Buddhists also work deeds for other creatures. One day, visiting an aquarium with a Buddhist friend, that really struck me. I said, "Praise God, I do not need to pay for my sins or those of these fish." Buddhism isn't the only religion based on points for deeds. Islam is also very rule and point bound. Muslims attempt to please God the best they know how, yet they are never sure it is enough. This leaves them with fear and insecurity. Even worse, women in Islam are excluded from rituals at certain times of the month. This means that they fall dreadfully behind. Because of this shortfall, Islam tells us most of those in hell are women. Have you visited a Muslim country? If so, perhaps your heart has been touched with both anger and sympathy at the call to prayer, which inhibit a decent night's sleep and productive work. Observing the Muslim lifestyle brings alive Jesus in Matthew 11, 28 and 29. His salvation depends on grace, not rituals or good deeds. Sabrina, a Muslim student who I mentored for 6 years, finally became a Christian. Afterward, she shared with me, "Before, I hated to look at the sky because when I did, I felt Allah's judgment. Now, when I look up, I see only love." Dear Lord, help me to live daily aware of every blessing we have in you. Thank you for your rest. Give me the compassion and courage to share your blessings with others, for they so desperately need them.